as a group of scholars might say, well, what do I actually know about the Panthers?
Dr. Chris Smith is leading his 50-minute independent study course over Zoom. Today, he's deviating from the curriculum. It's the second day of a strike among professors and students on campuses across the country. Rather than continuing his discussion of art practice, Smith is dedicating his class to talking about racism in America.
And I want to look at these images, see if these images reinforce, contradict, nuance, or contextualize the understanding you already have. I think you'll
He clicks through photos of the Black Panther Party. The first shows a group of female members posed outside of a West Oakland home in 1970.
The Intercommunal Youth Institute, which was a free school.
In this photo, 12 children stand in formation, adorned in freshly pressed clothes and black berets. Each told a story of strategy the group used. As he speaks, students nod along. But Ann Wharton's video is hidden. In its place is a black box with the hashtag Scholar Strike.
Remember how we talk in performance, folks? We talk about what do these people understand themselves to be doing?
The day before class, she sent her professors and colleagues this email.
Dear Professor, I'm writing to respectfully inform you that I will be present for class today, but will refrain from regular class activity to demonstrate solidarity with the national hashtag Scholar Strike for racial justice.
It all started with a simple tweet. Anthea Butler wrote, I would be down as a professor to follow the NBA and strike for a few days to protest police violence in America. Several others agreed.
I was like, I'm in. I'm so in. You tell me how I can help.
In a matter of days, educators from across the country came together to organize a two-day strike. Volunteers created social media accounts and a website stocked with resources for instructors. Educators from around the country, including Smith, contributed video lessons to the group's YouTube page, all tools to help guide these conversations.
The idea, because it was timely and because Twitter enables people to find others of shared perspectives, it spread very quickly.
Because Texas is a right-to-work state, a strike wasn't an option at Texas Tech. So instead, some instructors used class time to hold conversations with students. They considered it a teach-in.
It's not a product of a breakdown in negotiations. It's a bunch of workers on a job who say, this is wrong, and the only way that we can really bring home how strongly we feel about this wrongness is by putting down our tools.
About time is kind of like how I felt about it.
That's Texas Tech graduate student Raphael Powell. He first learned about the strike from Wharton's email.
Even as a black academic, when I say something or do something, you know, I'm still the small percentage. I'm still the minutia. And now I feel like as academia tries to take a stand as a whole, now more of these voices, these items, these things can get out there. And that part I'm really, really excited about. And I hope it's something that they continue to do.
People were asked to take part in the scholar strike in whatever way that fit them best. While some held conversations, others stayed silent, like Wharton.
There's this weird thing in the Zoom world where I think it actually is more impactful. On Zoom, you're looking at the professor. My little scholar strike is right there. You can't look away from it. I'm part of that room. It's in your face. It is really aggressive because you can't look away.
Her work doesn't stop there. Wharton's next plan of action is to meet with each of her professors to talk about how the school can do better.
John Lewis said, sometimes you have to make good trouble. Scholar Strike is about making good trouble.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson.